Blog Talk Radio.
Salam to Tenayas Talin, Shalom, Havarim, good evening, good evening, good evening. Here at Upper Room, Thursday podcast, right.
And when they would come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Israel, Yasharal, wake up, Israel, here. The evening psalm, beginning off here with the Hebrew, the evening psalm, here on the dub by Johnny Osborne. Jehovah. Upper room of Zion. Yes, fine.
Boker Yom Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81. And again, it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha Alhabetit La'asof Hanimu Lelohim Uze Havu Lelohe Yaakov Su Zenwa Utneto Timo Naim El Navel Tiku Vahore Shofa Bakese Reyo Hage Ki Kof La Yisrael Ku Mishpot Lelohe Yaakov Edut Bihose Sam Bezit Alweet Yisraelim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasivoti Misavel Shiku Kape Midu Tavona Bazara Kalata Vahalvet Inu Vasutra Vaam Echan Alme Mbiva Sela Shema Ame Veeda Ba Yisrael Im Tishmale Lo Yile Vu El Za Dilo Tishkahave Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Me'eret Midrayim Hachetse Va'amale Veloshama Ami Lakole Vinizeyer Lo Avale Eva Ashache Bishweli Leba Yaku Bimboazote Lu Ami Shomea Li Israel Bilwake Yahaleko Kimat Oeve Apnea Val Zoe Ashiv Yadi Mazane Yahava Yaka Hashulo Vihe Ita Lolan Vaya Akile Nehale Heta Umizu Devash Asbeo
Yes, Psalm 81, here in the upper room.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
And here, the English KJV, King James Version right here, the wise evening psalm.
Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength, make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength, make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of them. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
Upper Room found in Mark 14:15, and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of Dawit, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene. Our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church, Christian church, Christian church, Christian church.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seeker from the peons. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old his-
In my dying, oh, oh, yeah, with King Alpha and Queen Omega, oh, oh, Father and Mother of creation,
returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seeker from the peons. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Hadith Selassie, the first will reign. The opening of the book of the seven seals. It's time for the gathering. It's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating. Stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room. We meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
The upper room. The upper room.
For this double course, double course, double course, double course, double course, double sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Look, reasoning here on this double portion. So we double portion. So we double portion. So yes, I here for this double portion. Look, reasoning here on this double portion. So we've completed and fulfilled the reading and the hearing of the reading for Matot. Matot, the Hebrew for tribes. So this double portion here is tribes and journeys, Matot and Masai. So here, just a quick review right here, as the brethren and the sister and those who have the opportunity now to hear, hopefully catch on a replay, some very interesting points that often are overlooked because ones don't take the time to study. So here in I&I Fellowship, going over the readings and feedings, we begin to see the sense, the wisma, right, the direction, instruction. So here it begins off on vows in the Matot reading. Vows, the vengeance on Midian, the cleansing from the battle, the battle, the dividing, the booty, the spoils of war, and the land for the Reubenites and the Gadites, for the Reubenites and the Gadites. Now, as we just touched on briefly with the Reubenites and the Gadites, or the B'nai God, you know, we say as God, it's not like God, because that's how it's said in the Hebrew, God. The English pronunciation is Gad, but really, that's a weird vowel right there, but it's God, right? The children of God. Interesting, children of God is troop. God means troop. God means troop. And Reuben means Reu. See y'all. Seen, sight, Reu. Speaking to a group of people, say Reu, Reu, Reu. We say Reu, Rastafari. See y'all, Rastafari. But in this sense of Reuben's name, Reu, see y'all, it's a command to a bunch of ones and ones, right? To see, to look, to see. Bane. A son. So in that section is interesting, but that section actually wraps around in the theme with the beginning of the reading, and the beginning of the reading is at Numbers chapter 30, verse 2, where the law of vows, nedar, the nedarim, the law of vows, vows. If a man vow a vow to Jehovah, to he who he be, to Hashem, to the name, or swear an oath to bind nafsho, to bind his soul, his psyche, to bind her with a bond. The soul is feminine. Also got to speak on like the divine feminine throughout the Hebrew scriptures. It gets lost in translation, and the calcified pineal gland people for 400 years, they obviously didn't see it. If they saw it, they ignored it. This is why some will say, oh, we always speak about the man, the male, male. Where's the female? Well, if you study, you find wisdom. Wisdom is she. HaTorah, the Torah is she. The soul is she in the energetic divine double helix, you know, the male and the female, the polarity. But here it says, if a man vow a vow to Jehovah or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. Now, when you go to verse 3, it says, if a woman also vow a vow to Jehovah and bind herself by a bond, being in her father's house in her youth. As we go on, we find that the statute right here basically says, the statute, right, says that, you know, between a man and his wife and between the father and his daughter, being yet in her youth. That's the clause right there, in her youth, right, in her father's house. So if she's in her youth in her father's house and her father hear her say something, I'm going to do this and that. And father hears it. Whenever he hears it, like whenever the husband hears it, right, if I hear my wife make a vow to Jah, right, to bind her soul, on the day I hear of it, say she did it yesterday, I hear it today, and I say, no, you know, basically I can disavow it. Now, of course, someone would say, oh, you see, that is sexist, and nah, fire bun that. That's the Western Gentile frame of mind. Notice this. Note this right here. When a man vows a vow, who can disavow the man's vow? According to Torah, according to Scripture, none. So that means if a man even presumptuously vows a vow, he got to pay, right? But now, the grace here is that if a woman, you know, when they say, well, women are more spiritual, or one may say, you know, the feelings, emotion, you know, one might say something, right? And it might really, you know, like they say, your mouth may write a check, proverbially speaking, that, you know, your blank can't cash, right? Now, I point this out in the beginning right here of the Matot reading to dove around to the fulfillment of the Matot reading concerning the 6th and 7th Aliyot, right, or the Torah portion 42 at chapter 32, concerning the children of Reuben and the children of Gad. Now, let's just go over it a little bit, because sometimes we might hear these things, and even I and the fellowship from Shabua to Shabua, from Shana to Shana, from 7 to 7, the week to week, the Shabua, and Shabua Tov, here we're in a new Shabua, new 7, right? So Shabua Tov, Melkam, Ehud, blessed first day, the Yom HaRishon, right here for the Sunday service. We'll hear these things, and we might not pick up on it, and we might come across, we might hear a verse that, because of how it's translated, or how it sounds, or what it's saying, we're like, oh, man, you know, but don't really see the full context. So it's important that we begin to grow in grace and see the context of what's really being said right here. So we have the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half-tribe of Manasseh. They chose their inheritance. They chose their inheritance just outside the land. These are types of, some say, the world borderers, the world borderers. In other words, like in a New Testament Christian sense, it'd be the carnal, the fleshy Christians, the carnal-minded Christians. In other words, they don't go into, right, almost like the Pharisees and the scribes and them that Jah's son had bunned out. He said that the Pharisees and the scribes, that they had the keys of the kingdom, because they were the keepers of the Torah, of the scriptures, direction, instruction. In other words, like we have our Bibles, and now with technology, we can look things up in interlinear Bibles, and we can, if we're willing, we can study and grow and learn for I and I itself. We have access to it. But in them days, because of the printing, the writing, you know, people had to write out by hand on parchment, on scrolls, these things, they were usually kept amongst the Levites and amongst the priests. So it was usually during the high holy days, you know, where ones would, you know, come up from wherever they were, you know, to the holy place, wherever Jah said his name. And it's at those holy times that they were able to consult with the priests and the Levites, you know, about things they had question on. You know, I heard that Jah had said, did Jah say such and such? What does that mean? And the priests and the Levites could, you know, give them the counsel and go through the scriptures, so forth and so on. So we have access to the scriptures, you know, because of modern printing and technology where we can read and study these things. So now concerning the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, they chose their inheritance just outside the land. It's like ones and ones who, you know, they have faith in Jah and God and the Messiah and the Bible, you know, basically on what they have faith in, but they really don't go in. It's like when the Messiah said to the Pharisees and the scribes and those ones who had a responsibility, said that y'all have the keys of the kingdom. You have the scriptures. It's the keys of the kingdom. Jah, law, direction, instruction. But y'all don't go in. Y'all don't go in. You know, like you go to some of these churches. They'll take a verse here or there, like your sin will find you out. Right? I've heard that a lot, and I've heard that applied to a lot of different things. But until we started to study, we found the right context. The right context is in Numbers chapter 32, right? Verse 23. Interesting how those are mirror image 32, mirror image 23, 3, 2, 2, 3. Not making a big thing, but just observing. Here it says, but if y'all will not do so. Remember they had gave their word, they vowed. They vowed a vow, right? But if y'all will not do so, behold, you have sinned against Jehovah, and be sure your sin will find you out. In essence, their sin did find them out, because the Reubenites, the Gadites, half-tribe, they were the first ones to go into the captivity, right? So these are those who choose their inheritance just outside the land. Now, the land in the second of the two truths, we have the land, the actual physical, physical land, right? And then we have the metaphysical aspect of the land. The land is like the consciousness. It's like the liberty, right, so to speak, the liberty. So some of the carnal, fleshy, well, all of the carnal, fleshy, but some of the Christians who are the carnal, fleshy-minded Christians, they also are like the tribes of Reuben, Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. They choose their inheritance, not going in, you know, fully to live it, but just outside, just on the border. You know, yes, the borderline. They're the borderline, right? Borderline, think I'm going to lose my mind. That's what that song said. Well, they choose their inheritance on the border. These are the carnal Christians or the carnal believers, right? What their descendants were, right, when the Messiah came, can be clearly seen in Mark's gospel. Mark the gospel, as His Majesty Gurmawi Nagus Nages, the King Messiah says, right, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In Mark chapter 5, verses 1 to 17. Let's just go there. We're going to ride up as we give the brothers and sisters and those who will call in and attend and give ear some time right here, just a segue right here as we're completing this book, and to bring out some of these key reasonings that it took I and I some time to really see how the Word explains the Word, even in ways that we didn't even know, you know, how the interconnectivity. For example, Matot, the tribes, it begins off with vows. Then it concludes with the Reubenites, the Gadites, the half-tribe of Manasseh. They make a vow, and they did not keep their word, right? And then later on, right, see, it took a vow to say, all right, if you give us the land right here, we'll be sure to assist our brothers who are going into the land. You know, we'll fight on their behalf so they can conquer and they can inherit the land, right? They can get the land. And they didn't do so, right? They basically took the land. And why did they choose the land again? They chose the land because they saw that they had a lot of cattle. For example, right here, it says in Numbers chapter 32, here's what it means in the word where it says rightly dividing the word, here a little, there a little. So we can go to Mark a little, but here let's go to Numbers chapter 32, verse 1 a little, right? Now the children of Reuben and the children of Gad had a very great multitude of cattle. They had enough cattle. That means they were rich, right? You know, in the natural liberty sense, you know, this is wealth in the real world, right? They had a great multitude of cattle. And when they saw the land of Jazir, and the land of Gilead, that behold, the place was a place for cattle. So they were very pragmatic. Look, there's land. It's good land. This is the kind of land for cattle. Look, we have a lot of cattle. You know, they put two and two together, right? And they went forward to Moshe. Now, when he went forward to Moshe, it's interesting because they went forward to Moshe and they talked about, you know, the land is for cattle and your servants have cattle. Wherefore, said they, if we have found grace in thy sight, speaking to Moshe, the servant, right, the Isha Elohim, the man of Hilahim, of the power, they said here in Numbers chapter 32, verse 5, wherefore, said they, if we have found grace in thy sight, let this land be given to thy servants for possession, and bring us not over Jordan. A new way to look at the true way, scripture way, according to the glory of his divine majesty, Kadamawi Hadassalah say, you know, to put together the Ayabingi chant. You reach the river Jordan and you turn back. Well, they reach the river Jordan. They said, listen, we got cattle. The land is for cattle, right? If we found grace in your sight, right? Give this land for us, but bring us not over Jordan. And Moses said to the children of Gad and the children of Reuben, shall your brethren, your brethren them, go over, go to war? Shall your brethren them go to war? And shall y'all sit here? Then that brought to mind how a lot of I and I sometimes, you know, getting caught up on hype and everything. I and I, warrior, sing and dance, warrior. But what about when the war is on? See, this is the beginning step of war, studying, right? Look at militaries. Look at armies. What the first thing they do? You join up, right? You join up, go through some physical exercises. Yeah, you get a uniform and everything. But then you sit down in class, right? And then go over everything, right? Study everything. And then you go out there in the field. But mind you, I want to put on clothing and then go out in the field and then run off the battlefield and still talk about me, a warrior. But what did Moses say to them? Moses said, shall your brethren go to war and shall y'all sit here? And wherefore discourage y'all the heart of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, from going over into the land that Jehovah hath given them. Now, this is a key point for I and I, especially of the new name, precious name, Rastafari, ethnic Yisrael. We, the black and brown peoples over here in the Americas and the Caribbean. Because what are going on? What happened? The Shashimani. What happened? You know, how was black people's heart discouraged? Who discouraged their heart? Was it like what happened here? See, it's almost like ones and ones say, I'll be a fool for going for Africa. Go to Africa when I can drive a Chris Kia and be big boat ya in England and America. You know what I mean? You know, they saw something on this side of the Atlantic Ocean, the Ethiopian, the Ethiopic Ocean, right? And because it matched, we got a lot of cattle, this land good for cattle, why should we go over there? And see how this discourages the heart. That's what Moses now is trying to remind them, right? Because remember, these were the babes. These are little ones. They were little ones. Their fathers, their patriarchs, had already wandered around for 40 years with crisp clothes and crisp shoes. Isn't that important to my people? Black and brown people. That's what John said. He said, your clothing didn't wear out, and neither did your footwear, your shoes wear out. I said, Chan, ain't that something he know us? Psychologically, we can prove that the once lost 400-year black and brown people over here are Israelites. From the psychological, if you can understand the psychological aspect of the people, because we look at ourselves today, if we're honest, we see the same things. That's why the scripture helps us to guide us and overcome it. He says, wherefore discourage you all the heart of the sons of Israel from going over into the land that Jehovah hath given them. He said, thus did your fathers. Most of their fathers were dead, you know, when it says in that psalm, what is it, Psalm 90? 70 and 10 years. And if by reason of strength, it be 80. People say, well, people only can live to 70, 80 years. No. See, you're not reading it fully and studying. That's a song of a prayer. It says a prayer of Moses, the Ish Ha Elohim. What is Psalm 90? A prayer of Moses. That's what you find it. And what Moses is recounting is that faithless generation, right, who listened to the 10 of the 12 spies who brought back lies that did what? That discouraged the children of Israel. Africa, Ethiopia, beautiful. It's ivory. It's a beautiful land, but the people are too strong, and the Africans this and the Africans that. That's what happened about 60 or so years ago, right? Now there's a new generation, right? But what Moses reminded them, he says, thus did your fathers when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. Interesting thing about the word, the name Kadesh Barnea. Kadesh means holy place, and Barnea means wavering, oscillating, wavering, right? Sometimes hot, sometimes cold, that sense, wavering. So they were wavering where? At the Kadesh, at the holy place. They were wavering. Yes, with Jah people, but what Jah says here, you know, Iman, you see how Iman look at it? No, unless the way you look at it is the way, tell me how Jah see it. Thus did your fathers when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see, sight the land. For when they went up into the valley, to the valley of Eshcol, and saw the land, what they did? They discouraged the heart of the children of Israel. You know, like when one sometimes go to Africa or go to Ethiopia, they come back and say, oh, woo, it's beautiful, beautiful country, but we saw some bad things or we saw some whatever, you know, and then people be like, oh, maybe we shouldn't go and repatriate then, you know. That's what happens. They discourage the heart of the children of Israel that they should not go into the land that Jehovah had given them. And another point, Shah Shemini was not given to Rastafari or Rastas, and I say that as Rastafari. I know this is a surprise one, right? You heard that people say, yeah, Selassie, I gave us the land, the Rastafari. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Stop lying. The Rastafari, the Maori Haile Selassie, he gave the land to we, the black peoples, especially the lost sheeples, the Beta Israel, black peoples, the 400-year people over here in the Americas and the Caribbean. That's how it was given. So you can see, even right there, it starts to go off. It's like the targeting system, the crosses didn't align on the sniper rifle. It started to go off, right? Friendly fire. I don't know about that, but more fire for that going astray because they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel. Verse 10, and Jehovah's anger was kindled the same time, and he swore, saying, since we see about repatriation and certain things with Africa and Ethiopia, in fact, even before His Majesty gave the land officially to we, the black people, the children of Israel over here in America and the Caribbean, there are ones like one of our first rabbis in the resurrection, Rabbi Arnold Josiah Ford, the one who wrote the Ethiopia anthem, the universal anthem, right, that of the UNIA, that Rastafari, that I and I chant, was written by the black Jew, one of our black Jews, right, and he went over there, as well as many others went, even before, back in the 30s and everything like that. Just to point that out. Now, when the fascists had invaded the Romanists, they basically deported them back over here. Then the Federation, the World Federation came about, right? And then after the war was won, I and I ancestors asked, right? And as Matthew said, that thought was already in his divine mind, and he officially gave it circa 1948. So think, we had the land from the King Messiah, the King of Kings upon the throne of Great King David in 1948. Who else got land by some means? not the divine means that we got it, from the King Messiah upon the throne of Great King David. Who got land in 1948? Oh, it was the State of Israel, the United Nations, and all of that. Now we look at, well, let's look at that. Now some would say, oh, it's because they're white Jews and blah, 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 blah. No, because they take the instructions of Jah more seriously than we have. Plain and simple. Remember what Christ said, unless your righteousness exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom. Check, check. So let's go on right here, right? We're going to pick up. And Jehovah's anger was kindled the same time, and he swore, saying, Numbers chapter 32, verse 10, verse 11, surely none, no one of the men that came up out of Egypt, out of Kemet, Mitzrayim, from 20 years old and upward. So check this, that all of this new generation here that we have after 39, 40 years in the Torah reading and feeding right here is those who are under 20, right? And they had grown up. Their parents had died, reached about 70 or 80 years. That's where the 70, 80 years is from because Moses himself was, what, 120, right? And Aaron and also Miriam, they were up there, right? In fact, if anybody want to say a time to aim for, it's that 120 as we have in Genesis chapter 6. But let's go forward. He said, surely none of the men that came up, Mitzrayim, out of Mizraim, from 20 years old and upward shall see the land that I swear to the Hebrew Trinity, Abraham, to Yitzhak, to Jacob, the patriarchal Trinity, because they have not wholly, holistically, completely followed me. Ain't no half-stepping, but they were half-stepping, right? Except Caleb, verse 12, save Caleb, or except for Caleb, the son of Yefunah, the Kenizzite, and Yehoshua ben Nun, the son of Nun, for they have wholly, holistically, completely followed he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, verse 13. And Jehovah's anger was kindled against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years. Isn't that similar to what has also happened even concerning the land grant of His Majesty to the Israelite black people diaspora over here? When I say Israel, I'm speaking about Israel. I'm not speaking about an organization, TTI. You know what I mean? 12 tribes of Israel. I'm speaking about Israel, right? Incorporated in heaven, right? Overs, right? Wander in the wilderness 40 years until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of Jehovah was consumed. Now, we read, but let's comprehend. Note the wording. He said, had done evil where? In the sight, in the eyes of Jehovah. Because, see, some of what we might do sometimes doesn't seem evil in our own eyes. We're like, it's not evil. We're being pragmatic like the children of Reuben, Gad, and the Manassites, right? But it was evil in his sight, right? In his sight. Words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be humbly acceptable where? in the eyesight, the Most High sight. And behold, ye are risen up in your father's stead, because their fathers, their patriarchs, had already wandered to death. All right? That's what takes the brunt of breaking the covenant. Mind them. So when you hear black man say, why we as black man that's over here in America and the Caribbean, why we got to go through so much? Well, tell them to read the 10 words called the 10 commandments. All right? He said, well, visit the iniquity upon who? Upon the fathers to third and fourth generation, those who continue in the iniquity of their fathers. But here in Numbers chapter 32, verse 14, said, behold, y'all are risen up in your father's stead. So instead of your father, right, y'all are rising up, this new generation, right, after 40 years. An increase of sinful, of awful men, of lacking men, lacking that true holistic obedience to Jah, word and way, to augment yet the fierce anger of Jehovah toward Israel. For if he turn away from after him, he will yet again leave them by Midbar in the wilderness. Now let's think about this for a moment. The wilderness of the Americas and the Caribbean. Did Jah leave the former generation? He left them to their own devices. They wanted to follow a donkey. They wanted to follow the Dixiecrat Democrat Party, They wanted to follow civil rights. And so now we see the results of that. And ye shall destroy all this people. Let's look at the language again. Moses is saying to them, for if y'all turn away from him, he will yet again leave them. If y'all turn away from him, he will yet again leave them in the wilderness. And ye and y'all shall destroy all this people. So we look at black people, the situation of black people nowadays. Who has destroyed? It's a white man. No, he left them. They wanted to be following after the white man and his systems, not the system that the cornerstone of the King of Kings kingdom, right, gave us a constitution and bylaws to govern ourselves. So those people destroyed this people. And they came near to him and said, now check this out here. We will build sheepfolds for our cattle and cities for our little ones, our little ones. Shouldn't it have been, we will build cities for our children, our little ones, and build sheepfolds here for our cattle? We point this out because as we study this, we see that they were more concerned about their possessions, about their property, their possessions, all right? Because some can't go forward to promised land because they're thinking about all they got here in America or England or somewhere else in foreign, right? But we ourselves will go ready armed before the sons of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, until we have brought them to their place. And our little ones shall dwell in fenced cities because of the inhabitants of the land. So they even knew that because of the various different people in the land, we got to protect our youth, and the woman and the children. But note what they said. They said, we ourselves will go ready armed. So after all Moses said to them, right, they felt, okay, so what it is, what you're saying to us, Moshe, is that we should build sheepfolds for our cattle and cities for our little one and go over armed. No, they said that they would go over armed. Not with the children of Israel. They said before the children of Israel. They said they will be the stormtroopers, the strike guard, special forces for the Bnei Yisrael until what? Until we have brought them to their place. And our little ones shall dwell in fenced cities because of the inhabitants of the land. They may be black like us, but they have their own gods, their philosophies, their ideas like a lot of the Africans too, right? He says, we will not return to our houses. Oh, really? Until the children of Israel have inherited every man. see the words of their mouth. Check this. Until the children of Israel have inherited every man his inheritance. For we will not inherit with them on yonder side Jordan, on the other side of the Jordan, because they reached the river Jordan, they turned back because they saw some nice land, right? Or forward. So they said, we're going to stay backward over here, but we'll go forward to before the children of Israel to make sure that every man get his land. Right? That's what they're saying. Because our inheritance, they said, is fallen to us on this side of the Jordan, eastward. And Moses said to them, if y'all will go armed before Jehovah to war, and will go all of you armed over Jordan, before Jehovah, until he have driven out his enemies from before him. This connects with Psalm 68, where we find Jah in the translation, right? Verse 22, and the land be subdued before Jehovah. The context here of going before Jehovah is the ark. You know, in other words, the ark and the tabernacle. We go forward, and the ark and the tabernacle, his witness, his presence, because he says it's between the two cherubim and above the mercy seat that he would commune with the children of Israel. So that's the context of it, right? And the land be subdued before Jehovah, then afterwards, after you have done all that you all have said, right, y'all shall return and be guiltless before Jehovah and before Israel. And this land shall be your possession before Jehovah. But if y'all will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against Jehovah, and be sure your sin will find you out. All right? Build you cities for your little ones. Now, here's my point about how to learn about their property, what they possess, like their bank account, so to speak, right? More than they were concerned about their children, right? Look at verse 24, Numbers chapter 32, verse 24, what Moses is saying to them. He says, build you cities for your little ones and folds, sheep folds for your sheep, and do that which has proceeded out of your mouth. Because somebody said, well, it don't say anything about vow, right? Okay, but you may read well. Now let's comprehend well. He says, that which proceeds out of your mouth in verse 24 of Numbers chapter 32, 24, you go to 30 and 2, right? It says, he shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. Therefore, it's a vow. It's a vow. They have vowed. But now note how Moses puts the children before their cattle, their sheep, and you know, he says, build you cities for your little ones and fold for your sheep. If you go to verse 16 of Numbers chapter 32, what did they say? They came near to him and said, we will build sheepfolds here for our cattle and cities for our little ones. This is not poetry here. People say, oh, it's poetry because that's why it's reversed. No. It's wisdom if you can get this. They said, we care about our sheep more than our children. We care about our possession more than our children. We will build sheepfolds here for our cattle and cities for our little ones. Right? And what did Moses say to them? Moses said in verse 24, build you cities. He instructed them. Build you cities. He commanded them, actually, build you cities for your little ones first. And after that, and fold sheepfolds for your sheep. Right? In other words, because you said you're going to go forward and you're going to do all this and everything like that, and you're not going to return until every man of Israel, you know, gets their land, because you already have gotten your land over here. And do that which has proceeded out of your mouth. And the children of Gad and children of Reuben spake to Moses, saying, what did they say? They said, oh, no, we don't like that. They said, thy servants will do as Adoni, right, as Getaye, as my lord, my master commandeth. Our little ones, our wives, our flocks and all our cattle shall be there in the cities of Gilead. But thy servants will pass over every man armed for war before Jehovah to battle, as Adoni, as my Lord saith. Now, this is so important because they didn't do this. And then when we read of who went into captivity, you know, first and everything, it was them who had went into captivity first because they basically inherit a consequence, or one might say a curse. Not, it wasn't a curse in that sense, but it was a consequence of their own failed word sound. So concerning them, Moses commanded Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, because Joshua will be the new leader after Moses trods on, and the chief fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And Moses said to them, if, that's a big word there, right? If, it's a condition. People say it's unconditional. No, there's conditions. If the children of Gad and the children of Reuben will pass with you over Jordan, every man armed to battle before Jehovah, and the land shall be subdued before you then. Because see, Moses is not going to, you know, after all this is going on, Moses have already gone forward, right? So he's basically leaving this condition for the next leadership. He says, then y'all shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. Basically, after they said all this lovely vow thing, are we going to do this and that, they basically did none of that, and he took the land. Oh, Moses dead? Okay, you know, we're just going to go ahead and do our thing. But be sure your uckery will find you out. Remember what Moses, you know, what was said to them? So here Moses said to, you know, to those who are going to, you know, carry on with the leadership of Israel, he says, if they do this, right, if they do this, then ye shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. But if they will not pass over with you armed, then shall they, excuse me, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan. In other words, if they don't do this, if you'll go into land and they're not with you, fighting alongside, helping you get the land like they said they was going to do and everything, right, then they just come with you across Jordan and they get land with the rest of us, right? But they, you know, they went, after they talked this talk, they felt it was a done deal. They didn't have to fulfill their word. And the children of Gad and the children of Reuben answered, saying, as Jehovah have said to thy servants. See, and here's where they signed the contract. They signed this vow agreement. They signed off on this. As Jehovah have said to thy servants. But they probably thought that, well, Moses is dead. Moses passed on, you know, and other generations came in. And, you know, we could just, no problem. But Jah forever live, ever faithful, ever sure. As Jehovah have said to thy servants, so will we do. We will pass over armed before Jehovah into the land of Canaan, the African-Canaanite land, that the possession of our inheritance on this side, Jordan, may be ours. And Moses gave to them, even to the children of Gad, the children of Reuben, and to the half the tribe of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan. That's why when we read Psalm 68, we find Bashan. If you read through the psalm, you find there's some talk about one named Bashan, right? The land, right, of Bashan, with the cities thereof in the coast, even the cities of the country round about. So there. Going to take a little sailor moment. Here, ride up with my side. Just chewing the cud, chewing the word right here, right? So we can learn from this, right? Gain some wisdom from this. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Rastafari.
Rastafari. Rastafari.
For this double course.
Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave. Let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave. Let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Praises be to the Almighty One. Shall you see where we are going? For our sake I make those pleas. For the seeds of my sowing destroy
Jamali right there, El Shaddai. Jamali right there, El Shaddai. Almighty, S-I, El Shaddai. In the Hebrew, from the Hebrew right there. So here for the double portion. Mentioned the Garnet Silk, the chant right there. So here the Fuller Fold, the Garnet Silk chant, and then the Fuller Fold chant on the Ketadrum rhythm. But this chant here kind of brings out Psalm 68. And Psalm 68, very interestingly enough, is basically what this Torah reading and feeding is, this fourth book is, you know, as we're moving forward right here through the Midbar, through the wilderness, the triding of Jah people. Yes, I.
Be still, all ye enemies of Jah, and know that the Lord God, Jah the Almighty, shall wound the head of your enemies. Jah, Rastafari, and his last the first. Oh, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him to flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God, yea. Let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah, Rastafari, Ali Selassie the first. O Father, strength and redeemer, who lives and rules and reign over all living things. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God set up the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains. For the rebellious dwell in dry land. O God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, when thou wentest forth before thy people. When thou did march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. But even Shinai itself was moved at the presence of God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie first, the God of Israel. Though, O God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, did send a plentiful rain, whereby thou did confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Though, O God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, hath prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the spots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty God, Jah Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God, Jah Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leave ye high hills? This is the hill which God, Jah Rastafari, Ali Selassie, the first, desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, is among them, as in Shinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for man, yea, for the rebellious also. That the Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, might dwell among them. Blessed be the Almighty God, Jah Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, who daily leadeth us with benefit. Even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation. And unto God, Jah Rastafari, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, the Lord belongeth to the issues from death. But the Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Ali Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hear his scalp of such an one as goeth unsteal in his trespasses.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan. I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their councils, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till every one submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God, to God. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, 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 Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.
Daily Psalm. We got Psalm 75 right here, here, here. Psalm 75.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the...
Psalm 75. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it. Selah. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly. And to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one, and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off. But the horns of the righteous shall be exalted, 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 shall be exalted.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with overstanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Today's daily psalm, Psalm 75, Dub Wise, right here, Royal Amharic from His Majesty's Bible, HSV, Haile Selassie version, KJV, side by side, right here. Take a lick, rhythm.
مزمور سبارات بقنف سوامس لما زمران عليك اتاتفا يا اصافي مسغانا مزمور عبيتو انا مسجنها اللي نسمهن من نتقرال تامراتن هلو ناقرال جيزيون سك ابلني بقنف اردال مدرنا برصوص امينوروت هلو قلتو انيم مصوصو اتشوانات انا አመጠኞችን አትበድሉ አልኳቸው ኃጢአተኞችንም ቀንዳችሁን አታንሱ ቀንዳችሁን እስከ ላይ አታንሱ በእግዚአብሔርም ላይ አመጽን አትናገሩ ክብር ከምስራቅ ወይም ከምዕራብ ወይም ከምድረ በዳ የለምና እግዚአብሔር ፈራጅ ነውና ይህን ያዋርዳል ይህንም ያከብራል ጽዋ በእግዚአብሔር እጅ ነውና ያልተቀላቀለ የወይን ጠጅ ሞላበት ከዚህ ወደዚያ አገላበጠው ነገር ግን አተላው አልፈሰሰ የምድር ኃጢአተኞች ሁሉ ይጠጡታል እኔ ግን ለዘላለም ደስ ይለኛል ለያዕቆብም አምላክ ዝማሬን አቀርባለሁ የኃጥአንን ቀንዶች ሁሉ ሰብራለሁ የጻድቃን ቀንዶች ግን ከፍ ከፍ ይላል
Psalm 75 Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it. Selah. I said unto the fools, Deal not foolishly. And to the wicked, Lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one, and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. I will declare forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted, 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 shall be exalted.
Mm-hmm.
stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and another tongue.
But with stammering lips and another tongue, but right there, native speaker right there with the Royal Amharic, for those who might not be familiar. That was the 33 fidel, the 33 primary letters of the Royal Amharic and the seven different forms. So 33 times 7 basically is 231. That was a full of fullness right there. We were going to just let a part of it play, but as it continued to play, he was going through the order. This is good for one to give ear to hear the ha-hoos, the ha-hoo, he, ha-hey, he-ho, le-lu-li-la-le-le-lo, the standard form, knowledge, light, word, sound, and power of the language. So here, let's write up the Royal Amharic, going through verse by verse right here, today's daily psalm. So just once again, so here the native speaker here is Abraham Chabudet, the other brother we don't know the name of, but give thanks for that audible right there. I think someone was in the background, right? Also repeating, ones were in the background repeating, learning. For one to one, I would say get a good chart, like the Amharic chart. We will recommend Amharic for Rastafari, the Amharic for Rastafari on the YouTube. Again, Amharic for Rastafari. And also go to the links there. You could download a good chart. You know, just have a chart in your phone, a picture. So as you're going through, you can kind of follow along, get used to the Royal Amharic right there. But here. First thing first, right here, native speaker Abraham Chebuda, today's daily psalm, more of the a cappella, non-dubwise, but here. Yes, I.
Mazmur Sabarat, Bekinif Sabams. Lemazembran aleka, attatfa, ya asafim sigana mazmur. Avitun namasegginahal, en namasegginahal, en semhinim minnit aral. ታምራትን ሁሉ እናገራለሁ ጊዜውን ስቀበል እኔ በቀን ፈርዳል ምድርና በርሷ ውስጥ የሚኖሩት ሁሉ ቀለጡ እኔም ሶሶቿን አጠናሁ አመፀኞችን አትበድሉ አልኳቸው ኃጢአተኞችንም ቀንዳችሁን አታንሱ ቀንዳችሁን እስከ ላይ አታንሱ በእግዚአብሔርም ላይ አመፅን አትናገሩ ክብር ከምስራቅ ወይም ከምዕራብ ወይም ከምድረ በዳ የለምና እግዚአብሔር ፈራጅ ነውና ይህን ያዋርዳል ይህንም ያከብራል ጽዋ በእግዚአብሔር እጅ ነውና ያልተቀላቀለ የወይን ጠጅ ሞላበት ከዚህ ወደዚያ አገላበጠው ነገር ግን አተላው አልፈሰሰም የምድር ኃጢአተኞች ሁሉ ይጠጡታል እኔ ግን ለዘላለም ደስ ይለኛል ለያዕቆብም አምላክ ዝማሬን አቀርባለሁ የኃጥአንን ቀንዶች ሁሉ ሰብራለሁ የጻድቃን ቀንዶች ግን ከፍ ከፍ ይላል
አሜን አሜን አሜን
For with stammering lips and another tongue for with stammering lips and another tongue for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips
Bring forth the Bible 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 Bring forth
Salam tut ain't I used to ling eternal ling used to 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 ling Salam tut ain't I used to ling fraternal greetings here today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and here after the order of Melchizedek here we have psalm 75 Mezmor Seba Amist themed here Amarinya, here we'll be reading the English KJV alongside the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, according to the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible. And here in the Parallel Bible published by the Lion of Judah Society, here we have the Psalms, Mezmore Dawit, Mezmore, the Psalms, the chants, the eyes, the intonation of Dawit, Psalms of David. Here, Parallel Bible version containing in one volume, both the 1611 AD English KJV and the Ethiopian King of Kings 1961 AD Amharic text, originally published by Moa Anbesazem, Neged Yehuda, the Lion of Judah, has prevailed. Karmawi, His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I, Siyum Exiavi, elect of God,
Negus Negesa, Ethiopia, King of Kings of Ethiopia. So here, we have an introduction, annotation, and a brief commentary here in this special Jubilee printing from 2011 AD. But today's daily psalm, right here, Mezmore Dawit, Seba Arat, Seba Amist, the Kinfuist, Seba Amist. So in the ancient, known as 74, in the parentheses corresponding to the today's numbering of the psalm, it is Seba Amis, 75. Has a theme right here, Le Melekotawi Danya Yekareve Zemare. Le Melekotawi Danya, for to the divine. Le Melekotawi Danya, judge. Yekareve Zemare, Yekareve, that which is presented, brought near. Yekareve Zemare. From the same root as Mezmor, which is psalm, in the Royal Amharic, the pure language of the Sun and Negus, the language of the Negus, the Sun and Negus Neges, Mezmor, as we have Mezmore, Dawit, Psalm of David, chant, intonation. Here we have Zemare, a chant, this ancient Afro-Shemitic word, also found within the Hebrew. Now, in the Sefer Tehillim, it is themed the nation's gratitude, but here, we're going to read and write up with today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek. Here's the superscription. The English translation says, to the chief musician. It's a superscription which in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew Psalter, accounts in the ancient as the first verse. But it's a superscription, the title. Lemezemrana leka. To the chief musician, to the aleka of the mezemran, le mezemran aleka, atatefa, corresponding with the Hebrew, we have here in the Hebrew, la menatzeyach, al tashcheit, destroy, do not destroy, corresponding with the royal Amharic, atatefa, don't destroy, don't cause it to be lost, don't destroy, atatefa. Le mezemrana leka atatefa, ye asaf, ye miskana mezmor, of asaf, ye miskana, of thanks, of praises, ye of miskana, thanks, praise, mezmor, a chant, and eyes is of thanks and praise. This here corresponds with the ancient, the Hebraic, la menatzeyach, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, la menatzeyach, al tashcheit, mizmor, le asaf, shir, Le Asaf, of Asaf, Shir. In the Hebrew, it's a Shir, it's a song. A song for the leader, chief musician. Al Tashcheit, do not destroy. A psalm, a chant, eyes is of Asaf, a song. Bamarin in the Metzaf Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals. Le Mezemrana Leka, Atatefa, Ye Asaf, Ye Miskana, Mezmor. Kuteran, verse 1. Avetu, Inam Esegin Halen. Ina mesegin halen, sim hinema in teralen, ta amrate hina hulu inagralo. To thee, O God, abetu, I father's father, O Ab of the Beit, abetu, ina mesegin halen. Do I thank thee, I, ina mesegin halen, ina mesegin halen. I and I thank thee, I, abetu, ina mesegin halen. Inna mesegin halen, simhinim interalen. Do I and I give thanks, young for eyes is miskana, inna mesegin halen. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. Simhinim, the eye male name, simhinim. And as for the eyes male name, simhinim interalen, do we call on the I name, the I male name, Simhinim in Teralen, Tamratihin Hulu inagralo, Tamratih, the I wonders amazing work, Tamratihin Hulu, or inagralo. I speak, I tell, for thy name is near, KJV has thy wondrous works declare. All of your amazing ta'amratihin hulu inagralo. I speak, I tell, inagralo. I talk of all your amazing, your wonderful, ta'amrat, ta'amrat, that which is quite highly, is the word in gu'ez, is like to know. It has to do with knowledge, but often it's translated as miracles because it's a high knowledge. They're wonderful, they're amazing. But the root of miracle or wondrous in this sense is that which is past usual ordinary man's comprehension. It's learned, it's highly known, highly knowledgeable. The science, high science, tamratihin hulu in agralu, kuter hulet, verse 2. When I receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. Gizewin, the time sikevel, when I receive, when I kevele, sikevel, gizewinna sikevel, ine, I bekin uprightly ifardalo, I will judge. Gizewin sikevel, ine bekin ifardalo. Puter source, verse 3. Midrina beerswa wista yaminorut hulu wakeletu. Inema misesochuana atenao. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. Midrina beerswa wista yaminorut hulu keletu. Midrina, midr, earth, the land. Midrina, the land, and beerswa, in her wista. In her, Be'erswa, in her, within her, Yeminorut, those who dwell, those who live, Kulu, all Keletu, they melt. Inem, and I, Misesochuan, the pillars, Atenau. Atenau can also be in the sense I study, but also in the sense that we have here in the KJV to say, I bear up, Atenau. Inem, Misesochuan, Atenau. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Amet enyochin atabedlu alhuacho khatia tenyochinem kendachohuna tansu. I said to the fools, amet enyoch. Here we have the rebels, Bamarinya and Amharic in the Metzaf Kedus, here in the Book of the Seven Seals, in the Psalms, in the Mezmore Dawit, here in Mezmore Dawit, Seba Arat, the Kintwist, Seba Amist, Psalm 75, it says, amet enyochin. Amitz enyoch, rebels, amitz enyochin, with that the ni at the end as a direct object marker for the verb, amitz enyochin, the rebels, atabedlu al-huacho, don't do wrong, atabedlu al-huacho, amitz enyochin, atabedlu al-huacho, chatiat enyochinim, kendachuhun atansu, deal not foolishly. Don't wrong. Atabedlu al-huacho. Al-huacho. I have said to them, al-huacho. And to the wicked, chatiatenyochinim. And to the sinners, the uckers. To the chatiatenyoch. Chatiatenyochinim. And to the sinners, kendachuhun atansu. Kendachu. Your horn. Y'all horn. Kendachuhun atansu. Atansu. Don't lift up. Lift up. Not. Don't lift up y'all horn. The il canudo. Kendachuhun atansu. Kuter amis. Verse 5. Kendachuhun iskalai atansu. Begziabi herim. Lai amitzin. Atanagaru. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. Kendachuhun iskalai atansu. Begziabi herim. Lai amitzin. Atanagaru. Here we have Bamarinya. Y'all horn. Kendachun, iskalai, high, to the above, atansu, don't lift up, be'egziyabi harim, and upon be'egziyabi harim, lie against the sustainer, egziyabi har, the sustainer, the good, the generous, our father, be'egziyabi harim, lie, ametz in atanagru, don't speak rebellion, don't speak ametz, ametz in atanagru, don't speak rebellion. Kuter Siddis, verse 6. Kubr ka misraka waim ka raba waim ka midre beda yelemina. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. Kubr ka misrak from the east, waim ka mirab, nor from the west, waim. Or Midre Beda from the desert, Yelemina, for it is not, promotion is not from the east or the west, the Misraq or the Mi'rab, or Midre Beda, not from the desert, the Midre of the Beda, Midre Beda, Yelemina, Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Egziabihar Faraj Nowina, Yehin Yawardal, Yehinimma Yakavral. But God, Egziabihar, sustain the good, the generous, our Father, is the judge. Egziabihar Faraj Nowina, Yehin Yawardal, Yehinimma Yakavral. He putteth down one, Yehin Yawardal, Yehinimma Yakavral, and setteth up and honoreth another. He causes one to be humbled or humiliated, and he honors the other. Egziabiha Faraj Nowinna, Yehin Yawardal, Yehinima Yakavral. Note that the psalm is saying, Le Melikotawi Danya Yakrebe Zemare, a chant, an intonation that is presented for the divine. Melikotawi Danya, Le Melikotawi Danya Chanhoi, Le Melikotawi Danya Yakrebe Zemare. This verse here, verse Kuter Sabat, Exiavia Faraj Nuina, Yihin Yawarzal, Yihinim Yakavra, Kuter Cement, verse 8. Sewa be Exiavia Rij Nuina, Yala tek lakele, ye woint ej molabet, Kazi wadaziya a galabeto, Negrgina talawa la fesesen, ye midarachat yaten yo chulu, ye tetutal. For in the hand of Exiavia, her sustaining the good generous arm, there's a cup. There is a chalice, sewa begziyavi her ij nawinna. And the wine is red, it is full of mixture, and he pours out of the same, but the dregs thereof, all the wicked, the ratchet of the earth, shall ring out. Drink! According to the reading without italicization, all the wicked, the ratchet of the earth, shall ring them out and drink them. Or, all the wicked, the ratchet of the earth, shall ring out, drink. Mamarinya, Sawabe Gaziavi Harijna Winna, Yala Tek Elakele, Yawain Tejamola Beta. Here it says, not being mixed, Yala Tek Elakele, Yawain Tej, wine, Mola Bet is filled in it, without mixture. Yala Tek Elakele, Yawain Tejamola Bet. Kazi what is Ya? Galavito. Like poured from here to there in that sense. Kazi, what is ya agalavito, negargin atalau ala fesesem. But the dregs, mention the dregs, I will not drink, yeah. Midar, the dregs of the cup, I'm not going to drink, yeah. Midar of the earth, chatiaten yo chulu, it etutal. But all of the sinners, the akas, the chatiaten yo of the earth shall drink, yeah. Midar chatiaten yo chulu, it etutal. Kutar Zetain, verse 9. In again, Lizalema desa yelenyan, Le Yaikobi mamlak zemarin akarvalo. But I will declare forever, forever. I will sing praises, Isis, to the God, the true good, to the source of Yaakov, the source of Jacob, the God of Jacob. Ine gin, but I, ine I gin, however, as for I, ine gin, lezalem desilenyal, I will be des, happy, joyful, desilenyal, happy, joyful forever, lezalem desilenyal, le Yaakovim amlak, and for the source, the amlak of Yaakov, le Yaakovim amlak, zemarin akarvalo. I will present my chant, my eyes as my song, to the source of Jacob, of Yaakov, le Yaakovim amlak, zemarin akarvalo. Kutarasar, verse 10. Ye hatianina kendoch hulu isabralo. Ye tsarikana kendoch gin, kef kef yulalo. All the horns of the wicked, of the ratchet, also will I cut off. Yechatyanina kendoch hulu isabralo. Yechatyanin kendoch, and of the uckers, the horns, hulu, all of them, isabralo. I will break all the horns of the uckers. Yechatyanina kendoch again. However, the horns of the righteous, yechatyanina kendoch again. Kef kef yelalu, but the horns of the righteous shall be, they shall be lifted high, 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 high. They shall be lifted high, 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 high. Yes, I. Rastafari, 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 Rastafari.
መዝሙር 74 በቅንፍ 75 ለመዘምራን አለቃ አታጥፋ የአሳፍ የምስጋና መዝሙር። አቤቱ እናመሰግንሃለን እናመሰግንሃለን ስምህንም እንጠራለን። ታምራትን ሁሉ እናገራለሁ ጊዜውን ስቀበል እኔ በቅን ፈርዳል። ምድርና በርሶ ውስጥ የሚኖሩት ሁሉ ቀለጡ እኔም ሶሶቿን አጠናሁ። አመፀኞችን አትበድሉ አልኋቸው ኃጢአተኞችንም ቀንዳችሁን አታንሱ ቀንዳችሁን እስከ ላይ አታንሱ በእግዚአብሔርም ላይ አመፅን አትናገሩ። ክብር ከምስራቅ ወይም ከምዕራብ ወይም ከምድረ በዳ የለምና እግዚአብሔር ፈራጅ ነውና ይህን ያዋርዳል ይህንም ያከብራል። ጽዋ በእግዚአብሔር እጅ ነውና ያልተቀላቀለ የወይን ጠጅ ሞላበት ከዚህ ወደዚያ አገላበጠው ነገር ግን አተላው አልፈሰሰም። የምድር ኃጢአተኞች ሁሉ ይጠጡታል እኔ ግን ለዘላለም ደስ ይለኛል። ለያዕቆብም አምላክ ዝማሬን አቀርባለሁ የኃጥአንን ቀንዶች ሁሉ ሰብራለሁ የጻድቃን ቀንዶች ግን ከፍ ከፍ ይላል።
እውቀትህን ፈትሽ የንጉሥን
test your knowledge what is the king of kings kingdom and from where does it rule who rules in the kingdom and who are its subjects how has the king of kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality
የአህዛብ ዘመን የጀመረውና ያለቀው መቼ?
When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end?
Lo Rhema tune right here for today's daily psalm, Psalm 75, the nation's gratitude right here. Luciano Capleton, Jah Kingdom.
Jah Kingdom come down upon earth, Rastafari is my fear. Jah Kingdom come down upon earth, King Selassie I am his shepherd. Jah Kingdom come down upon earth, Rastafari is my fear. Jah Kingdom come down upon a revolutionary soldier is a
Babylon of the God. Say mute them off, they accept the truth. Come on, a revolutionary soldier. Long time we shoot them off. Say mute them off, they accept. Well, them just stop me from freedom. Make sure Babylon, you gun them soon. Have no use. No more get a youth, then you can come shoot. The youth them sick. And then find the truth again. The truth will like the seed. The people like the fruit. I am the plant, I am the lamb. This
Behold the Lion of Judah, has conquered again and again. Set him the captives free. Upon earth, King Selassie, I am your shepherd.
Well, Babylon, to listen when you're better inclined. Don't knock me 7 miles, I'm blocked a line. Believe all the Babylon now anytime. The youth them seek, them search and find. And them know I am at 11 and you're 39. Too much get no youth, then from borderline. And no more youth, no feet, get no carbine. One fight, drag a fight, and I'm pretty fast with mine. Brainwash education have been done long time. Luciano sing and show Babylon sign. Babylon a big up. They mute them off, they accept the truth. Man a revolutionary told a long time. We cute them off, they mute them off, they accept. Well, them can't stop me from lead out me truth.
The kingdom come down. The kingdom come down upon earth. King Selassie, I am his shepherd. The kingdom come down upon earth. The paradise on the earth.
And this Babylon now go overstand. When them see the mountains sail from the ocean, them wonder if a dream or a vision. I wonder if it's real or illusion. Tell the world of them they better overstand. Africa, me know that it's a land you come from. Tell me that we moving through the pollution. Aye, Luciana and then Patron, they sang Babylon a figure. They mute them and they accept the truth. Man, the revolution, every soul, the long time. We mute them and they mute them and they accept. Well, them just slap me from me down me throat. Luciana.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, himself, himself.
To his many followers, Jesus Christ was black, and Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Bob Marley was not just a pop star, but a prophet, the spiritual leader of a religious movement that is fast becoming a political force in the Caribbean. That movement is called Rastafari. In our report, first shown last December, Rastas believe that Ethiopia was and is the true biblical Israel. Thus, as they see it, blacks were the original chosen people of God, and the Jews are imposters. They say that Jesus Christ was black, and they worship Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Africa is their promised land. All other civilization is Babylon. And Babylon's leader, considered by them to be the devil on earth, is the Pope.
We kill him every thought we have. It's just to kill the Pope. Kill him. Kill out Rome. Kill Babylon.
And you're serious about that?
Yeah, and how we're going to kill them though is with lightning, earthquake, and thunder. Not gun or bayonet, which is Babylon's weapons, but with lightning, earthquake, and thunder.
Rastaman Arthur Kitchen's Kill the Pope sentiments are shared by Rastas throughout the island. The scene is a hillside on the outskirts of Kingston. The sound is Rastafarian drums, symbolic thunder, rolled in daily ritual. Four drum beats aimed at the four corners of the world, so no pope can escape. Babylon will fall is the Rastaman's constant litany. They are praying, hoping, singing for survival and for escape. Their music is called reggae. Now popular worldwide. Popular worldwide. Popular worldwide. Popular worldwide. Popular worldwide.
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
Select up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant. Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Orphic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language. You see?
You see? The English language,
the English language.
Join your mentality,
join your mentality.
Sirach, the prologue.
King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue.
Hebrew boy, everything takes time.
מזמור עין ה למנצח אל תשחט, מזמור לאסף, שיר. הודינו לך אלוהים, הודינו וקרוב שמך, סיפרו נפלאותיך. כי אקח מועד אני משרים אשפוט, נמוגים ארץ וכל יושביה, אנוכי תיקמתי עמודיה סלע. אמרתי להוללים אל תהולו, ולרשעים אל תרימו קרן, אל תרימו למרום קרניכם, תדברו וצבר עתק. כי לא ממוצא וממערב ולא ממדבר הרים, כי אלוהים שופט, זה ישפיל וזה ירים. כי חוס ביד אדוני ויין חמר מלא מסך, ויגר מזה אך שמריה ימצו ישתו כל רשעי ארץ. ואני אגיד לעולם, אזמרה לאלוהי יעקב, וכל קרני רשעים אגדע, תרוממנה קרנות צדיק.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering tongue, lips and stammering lips and another tongue.
Mizmor, Mizmor, Ein, Hey, Mizmor, Ein, Hey,
Ein, Hey, Ein.
Psalm 75, Psalm LXXV, Mizmor, Ein, Hey, Mizmor, Ein, Hey. Lamnat Eyach, Ala Tashchet, Mizmor, Le Asaf, Shir. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, Lamnat Eyach, Al Tashchet, Al Tashchet, do not destroy. Mizmor, Le Asaf, a psalm of Asaph, Shir, a song. Mizmor le Asaph, a chant. Isis of Asaph, Shir, a song. Hodinu leka, Elohim hodinu, Wikarov shemeka, Sipruwa nifloteka. We, I and I, give thanks to thee, O Elohim. Hodinu leka, Elohim hodinu, we give thanks, hodinu. And thy name is near, Wikarob Shemeka. Men tell of thy wondrous works, Sipru Nifloteka. Hodinu leka, Elohim, hodinu, Wikarob Shemeka, Sipru Nifloteka. Kiek acha moed, ani mesharim eshpot. When I take the appointed time, I myself will judge with equity. Ki ekach moed. When ki ekach, I take moed, the appointed time, the aggregation, the appointment, moed, ki ekach moed, ani mesharim eshpot, I myself, ani, will judge with equity, mesharim, equity eshpot, I will judge, ani, mesharim eshpot, ne mogim eretz avukola yishveha, ano ki tikanti, Amudeha Selah, when the earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved, I myself establish the pillars of it, Selah. Nimogim Eretz Wukola Yishveha, when the earth and all the inhabitants thereof of her are dissolved. Mogim Eretz Wukola Yishveha Anoki. I myself, Anoki, Tikanti, I myself establish Amudeha, the pillars, her pillars, Selah, the Asama, pause. Amarti, Laholim, Alataholu, Willa Rishai, Alatarimu Karen, I say, have said to the arrogant, Amarti, Laholim, to the Holim, to the arrogant, Alataholu, deal not arrogantly, Altaholu, Willa Rishaim, Alatarimu Karen, and to the wicked, Willa Rishaim, the ratchet, lift not up the horn, Altarimu Karen, Altarimu, Lama Roma Karnekem, Tidabrua Bez Awara Ataka, lift not up your horn on high, Altarimu, Lama Roma Karnekem, lift not up your horn, Karnekem, on high, Lamarom, Altarimu, Lamaroma, Karnekem, Tidabrua, Bez, Awara, Ataka. Speak not insolence with a haughty neck. Tidabrua, Bez, Awara, Ataka. Kiyaloa, Mia Motza, Ua, Mia Ma'raba, Willoa, Mimi, Dabara, Harima. For neither from the east nor from the west, nor yet from the wilderness, cometh lifting up, ki loa mia motzau mia ma'rab, for not from the east, ua mia ma'rab, nor from the ma'rab, from the west, willoa mi midbar harim, nor yet from the midbar, willoa mi midbar harim, lifting up, cometh lifting up, Ki Elohim shofeta, ze yashpil, with ze yarim, for Elohim is the judge. Ki Elohim shofeta, he putteth down one, ze yashpil, and lifteth up another, with ze yarim. Ki Elohim shofet, ze yashpil, with ze yarim. Ki kosa biyad Yahuwah v'yayim, chamar, malaya mesheka, v'yagira mize. Aka shimareha yimtsua yishtua kola rishae aret. For in the hand of Yahuwah of Jehovah, of He who be, who He be, there is a cup with foaming wine, full of mixture, and He pours out of the same. Surely the dregs thereof, all the wicked, the ratchet of the earth, of the earthly plain, shall drain them and drink them. Ki kos. For a cup, for a chalice, biyad Yahuwah is in the hand, biyad in the yad of Yahuwah Jehovah, with yayina chamar, with yayin and the wine chamar, and the wine here with foaming wine full of mixture, with foaming wine full of mixture, with yayina chamar. Malay, Meshek, Malay, full, Malay, Mesek, 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 Malay, Mesek. Ki kosa biyad Yahuwah v'yayina chamar, Malaya Meseka v'yagira mize, Aka shimareha yimtsu yishtu, kol rishae aret. And he pours out of the same. He pours out of the same. Weyagir mizeh. Ak, surely. Aka shimareha. Ak shimareha. Surely the dregs thereof, her dregs. Yimtsu, yimtsu, yishtu. Surely the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall drain them and drink them. Draining them and drinking them. Yimtsu, yimtsu, sucking and drinking them. Yimtsu, yishtu, akola, rishae, aret. All the rishae, aret. Kola, rishae, aret. Wani, agida, olam. Izamra, lelohe, yaikob. But as for me, as for I and I, wani, agid, agid. I will declare, and I will declare. I do declare, Wani agid le'olam, for I have le'olam. Izamra, I will sing, chant eyes, izamra, izamra, le'lohe ya'ikov. I will chant eyes, is le'lohe, to the Elohim of Ya'ikov, of
Jacob. We call her Karnea Rishaim Egadea. Te Romamna Karnot Sadik. All the horns of the wicked, of the ratchet also will I cut off. We call a carne and all the carne and all the horns of Rishai, of the ratchet, egadea, I will cut off. Te romamna karnotas arik, but the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up. Te romamna karnot, the horns of Zarik, the righteous. Te romamna Carnota Sari.
מזמור עין ה למנצח אל תשחט מזמור לאסף שיר הודינו לך אלוהים הודינו וקרוב שמך סיפרו נפלאותיך כי אקח מועד אני משרים אשפוט נמוגים ארץ וכל יושביה אנוכי תקמתי עמודיה סלע אמרתי להוללים אל תהולו ולרשעים אל תרימו קרן, אל תרימו למרום קרניכם, תדברו וצבר עתק, כי לא ממוצא וממערב, ולא ממדבר הרים, כי אלוהים שופט, זה ישפיל וזה ירים, כי חוס ביד אדוני, ויין חמר מלא מסך, ויגר מזה, אך שמריה ימצו ישתו כל רשעי ארץ. ואני אגיד לעולם, אזמרה לאלוהי יעקב, וכל קרני רשעים אגדיע, תרוממנה קרנות צדיק.
Psalm 75. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it. Selah. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly. And to the wicked, lift not up the horn, lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one, and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted.
many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Now. Calling.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Hear Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachiah, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Darmali, Karmali, Haile Selassie, this Negev, Ethiopia, Moa, Anbesa, Zain, Negev, Yehuda. So hear. Mizmor Ain Hey. Today's Psalm 75. Mizmor Ain Hey. Psalm LXXV. Hear a Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And hear Shema Yisrael. Hear, O Israel. Hear after the order of Melchizedek order. So here today's psalm is Mizmor Ain Hey. Psalm 75. For the leader, Al Tashchet. Do not destroy. Lanatzeach al tashchet. For the leader, for the chief musician. La menatzeach al tashchet. Do not destroy, or al tashchet. Destroy not. Lanatzeach al tashchet. For the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer. Destroy not. Al tashchet. Hear the superscription, Hebraically, the Aleph, the first verse, today's psalm. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zehu Shamar HaKatub. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zehu Shamar HaKatub. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not fail thee. Neither destroy thee. Hear. Devarim. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 31. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not fail thee. Neither destroy thee. Ki ela rahum Yahuwah Eloheka lo yarpika ve lo yashachiteka. For he who he be, thy Elohim, is a merciful El. Ki El Rachum Yahuwah Eloheka. He will not fail thee. Lo Yarteka. Neither destroy thee. With Lo Yashachiteka. Ki El Rachum Yahuwah Eloheka. Lo Yarteka. With Lo Yashachiteka. And also in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26, where it reads, And I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people. Hear, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26. And I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people. Wa'eta palela eli Yahuwa wa'omar Adonai Yahweh. Allah tashacheta ameka, and I pray, Wa'etapalel, Eli Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to he who be, Wa'etapalel, Eli Yahuwah, Wa Omar, and said, and I said, Wa Omar, and I said, Adonai Yahweh, O Adonai, he who be, Adonai Yahweh, Allah tashchet ameka. Destroy not thy people. Al tashchet ameka. Destroy not thy people. Al tashchet ameka. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, answered Moses. I will not destroy, as is said,
even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 10. And the Lord hearkened to me that time also. The Lord would not destroy thee. And the Lord hearkened to I that time also. The Lord would not destroy thee, the I. Vayishma Yahuwah elai gama bapa'ama hahiya lo ava Yahuwah hashachiteka. And he who be who he be, hearken, heard. Vayishma Yahuwah and Jehovah hearken and Jehovah heard. Vayishma Yahuwah elai, elai to I. Gam bapa'am. That time also, gam also, ba-pa-am, at that time, that I were also, ha-hi, gama ba-pa-am, ha-hi, lo-ava, Yahuwah, ha-shachiteka, he who be who he be would not destroy thee, lo-ava, Yahuwah, ha-shachiteka. Asaph also said to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the sanctified one, the set-apart one, the Isla one, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master. Even as thou didst hearken to Moshe, to Moses, so hearken to us, so hear to I and I. Hence, in saying, Al Tashchet, destroy not. Hence, hear, in saying, Al Tashchet, destroy not. And here, a midrash note for Mizmor Ayin Hey, Mizmor Ayin Hey, Psalm 75. Al Tashchet, destroy not. According to the PE, the printed edition, the ET, the edited text has, O Lord God, destroy not thy people. According to the edited text, it reads, O Lord God, destroy not thy people. Adonai Yahweh. According to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26. Asaph meant, Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Master of the Universe, chasten me, chasten I. Yes, but as a man chastens, disciplines his son, as is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 25, as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee, I, disciplineth thee. And here, a correction, a print, a typo, is Devarim, Deuteronomy 8. Chapter 8, verse 5, where it reads, as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Ki ka'asher yasir ish et bno, Yahweh Eloheka me yasareka. Here, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 5, that as a man chasteneth, disciplineth, instructeth his son. Ki ka'asher yasir ish et bno, so Jehovah, he who be, we be, thy Elohim, true good, true God, power, chasteneth thee, the I, Yahuwah, Eloheka, mea yasareka, ki ka'asher yi yaseri sheta b'no, Yahuwah, Eloheka, mea yasareka. Fuller verse, and thou shalt consider in thy heart, and thou shalt consider, where yada'ita ima be babeka, Le laveka, le babeka, in thy heart, le babeka, where yadaita, and to know, the eye is to know, where yadaita, aima le babeka, ki akashara yi yasir risha etabino, Yahuwah Eloheka, mea yasareka. And he also said, even in the time in the Iowa when thou didst no miracles for us, for I and I, did we not give thee thanks? Did I and I not give thee thanks due for us, for I and I? And we, I and I, shall thank thee the more, shall thank the I the more. As is said even here in today's psalm, Mizmor Ein Hey, Mizmor Ein Hey, Psalm 75, Hebraically, the second verse. We give thanks to thee, O God. We, I and I, give thanks, and thy name is near. Hodinu lecha, Elohim, hodinu, wikarob ashmeka, sipurua nifaloteka. We, I and I, give thanks to thee, to the I. Hodinu lecha, Elohim, we give thanks. Hodinu, wikarob, and near, wikarob, shemeka, and near, the I male name. The I male name is near. The Hashem is near. Wikarob, shemeka, siparu, nifaloteka, they tell, men tell, they tell, siparu, nifaloteka, of thy wondrous works. Thy wondrous works. Hodinu lecha Elohim, hodinu, wikarob shemeka, sipuru lif nifloteka. By these words, Asaph meant, we give thanks to thee, to the I. Hodinu lecha, to the I male, when thou, the I, bringest good. And hodinu lecha, and we, I and I, give thanks to thee, the I, male, when thou, the I, imposest suffering. Whether thou, the I, bringest good or imposest suffering, we, I and I, give thanks to thee, to the I, hodinu lecha, and thy name is near, wikarob shemeka, and thy name, thy male name, shemeka, karob, wikarob, shemeka, that is, thy name, shemeka, is in our mouths, in I and I mouths. Men did tell of thy wondrous works. Sipru, nifa leoteka. Men did tell, sipru, they did tell, sipru, of thy wondrous works. Nifa leoteka. Siprua nifloteka. When shall we, I and I, tell? When shall we tell? At the time, the hour of redemption. As is said, even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Ein Hey, Psalm 75, Hebraically, the Gimel, the Gamel, the third verse, that reads, when I reach the appointed time, I shall declare the acts of equity. When I reach the appointed time, I shall tell the acts of equity. Ki ekach moed, ani mesharim eshpot. Ki, for, or when, ki ekach, when I take, ki ekach moed, ki ekach moed, when I take the moed, the appointment, the appointed time, ki ekach moed, when I take the moed, also the gathering in the sense of the feast, the festival is the moed, the appointed place, the ohel moed, the tent of meeting. Also in the Hebraic sense, the synagogue is called the moed, the appointed place. Ki ekach moed, ani, I, me shari, equity, eshpot, will judge. Ani ya me shari, eshpot. Or maybe translated as, when I reach the appointed time, ki ekach moed, I shall declare the acts of equity. Ani meisharim eshpot, or I myself will judge with equity. Now here, this verse in the King James Version, KJV, is numbered as the second verse. That Hebraically is the Gamel, the Gimel, the third verse. This verse here is translated as, when I shall receive the congregation, the Moed, the appointment, the appointed time, I will judge uprightly. Ki ekach moed, ani mesharim eshpot. So the sense of ekach, from lakach, to take or to receive. Ki ekach moed, to receive, or take a set time, the moed. Ki ekach moed, translated KJV as receiving the congregation. When I take the appointed time, when I reach when I reach or receive, reach the Moed, Kiekach Moed, when the earth and all the inhabitants thereof were quaking, I myself establish the pillars of it, Selah. Hear, hear, hear. Today's Psalm 75, Mizmor Ein Hey, here at the dilate verse, Hebraic with the fourth verse. When the earth and all the inhabitants thereof were quaking, I myself established the pillars of it, Selah. Pause, dear Psalm. Nemogim Eretza Wakola Yishbeha Anokia Tikanti Amudeha Selah. When the earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. Nemogim Eretz Wakola Yishbeha and all the inhabitants of her, speaking of the earth. Nemogim Eretz Wakola Yishbeha Anoki I. The absolute I, myself, Anoki, Tikanti, Amudeha, Tikanti, established, Amudeha, the pillars thereof, or Amudeha, her pillars, Selah, forever, Selah, pause. When HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, sought to give HaTorah, the Torah to Yisrael, the earth, she began to quake and totter out of fear that the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, would not, God have mercy, Hashem Yirachem, accept HaTorah, and that the earth would turn back to emptiness and chaos, emptiness and chaos. But as soon as the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, the sons of Israel said, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 24, verse 7, we will do and obey. Na'aseh v'nishma, na'aseh v'nishma, we will do and obey. Na'aseh v'nishma, the earth established herself, again on her foundation, as is said even here in today's psalm, I myself established the pillars of it, Selah. I myself established the pillars of her pillars, forever, Selah. Anokhi tikanti amudeha, Selah. I say to the wicked, you shall not lift up the horn. Hear, today's psalm, Mizmor Ein Hey, here at the Hey, the fifth verse, Hebraically. I say to the wicked, to the ratchet, you shall not lift up the horn. Amarti la Risha'im, al tarimu karen. I say, Amarti la Risha'im, to the ratchet, to the wicked. Al tarimu aren, lift not up the horn. Al tarimu aren, you shall not lift up the horn. Y'all shall not lift up the horn. Al tarimu aren. Al tarimu aren. Rav Berkaya, in the name of Rav Lewi Levi, read these words in the light of the verse, even the verse from Psalm 104, Hebraically the 31st verse that reads, the Lord shall rejoice in his works. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. Yismach Yahuwah b'ma'asayu. May Jehovah rejoice in his works. Yismach Yahuwah b'ma'asayu. B'ma'asav. Some would say b'ma'asayu. Yismach, he will be happy, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, b'ma'asayu, in his works. Yismach, Yahuwah, b'ma'asayu. Of the time when HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, created His earth, what says Scripture? According to Bereishis, according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, it reads, God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good.
Wayare Elohim et kol asher asa with hine tov meod, and Elohim saw everything that he had made. Wayare Elohim et kol asher asa, and behold with hine, and behold with hine tov, good meod, very. Wayare Elohim et kol asher asa with hine tov meod. The words God saw Hebraically, Wayar Elohim, Wayar Elohim, Elohim saw, can have no other meaning than that Elohim rejoiced. As in the verse, even from Shemot, from Exodus, Exodus chapter 4, verse 14, when he seeth thee, he will rejoice in his heart. Ve'raika ve'samacha be'libo. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. Ve'raika ve'samach b'libo. But, said Elohim, after Adam sinned, after Adam offed up, I remove my presence into Shemaim, into the heavens, so that I, who am the Elohim of the world, no longer rejoice. If one may venture to attribute such words to him, quote, in the world because the wicked, the Rishaim, rejoice in this world. Hence, hear the verse, the glory of the Lord shall be in the world. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. And hear, Mizmor Kof, Dalet, Psalm 104, hear the fullness of the 31st verse Hebraically. May the glory of Jehovah endure forever. May Jehovah rejoice in his works. Yehi yakvod Yahuwah le'olam. Yismach Yahuwah b'ma'esayo. This verse speaks of the olam haba, of the world to come. The verse does not say the Lord Yahuwah Jehovah rejoices, but Yahuwah Jehovah shall rejoice, will rejoice, that is, shall rejoice in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, in the Zimana Labo, in the time, the Iwa to come. Hence, hear, even today's psalm, it is written, I say to the arrogant, you shall not deal arrogantly, and to the wicked, the ratchet, you shall not lift up the horn. Amarti ala holim ala taholu willa rishaim al tarimu karen. According to HaRebanim, according to the rabbis, HaRebanim, the scholars of Torah, this verse here in today's psalm, it alludes to Elisheba, the daughter of Aminadab. And here, Midrash note. See Exodus, refer to Exodus Shemot, Exodus chapter 6, verse 23, here, where it reads, and Aaron took him, Elisheba, the daughter of Aminadab, the sister of Nahshon, to wife. And she bore him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Yitamar. Vayikach Aharon et Elisheba, bata Aminadab, Echota Nachshon Lawu Li Isha Wa Teleda Lawu Eta Nadava Weta Vihua Eta El Azara Weta Itamar. So here, Ani Lechozer, I repeat. According to HaRebanim, the scholars of Torah, this verse from today's Psalm is more Ein Hey. Ayin hey, Psalm 75, Hebraically the Hey verse, the fifth verse, corresponding with the fourth verse in the KJV that reads, Amarti laholim al taholu willa rishai al tarimu karen. I say to the arrogant, you shall not deal arrogantly, and to the wicked, the ratchet, you shall not lift up the horn. According to the scholars of Torah, this verse alludes to Elisheba, the daughter of Aminadab, who in one day knew four great joys. She saw her brother-in-law Moses made king.
Her husband Aharon made Kohen Gadol, high priest. Her brother Nahashon made prince. And her sons Elazar and Yitamar made adjutants of the Kohen Gadol of the high priest. But then her two other sons, Nadav and Avihu, Nadav and Abihu, went in to make offerings and were devoured and were eaten up by fire, as is said even in Vayikra in Leviticus the chapter 10, verse 2, where it reads, "And there came forth fire from before the Lord and devoured them and ate them up. And there came forth Aish, fire, from before, from the face, from the presence of He who be, who He be. And devoured them. And there came forth fire. And she came forth in fire. She came forth. And fire. She came forth from the presence, from the face of He who be, who He be. And she ate them up. And after the death of the two sons of Aharon, of Aaron, here, Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 16, verse 1. Acharei mot shenei b'nei Aharon. And after the death of the two sons of Aaron, acharei mota shenei b'nei Aharon, her joy changed to grief. And so the arrogantly righteous have no joy in this world. Here, a midrash note. So here in the midrash note for Mizmor Ayin Hey, Psalm 75, the attribution of arrogance to Elisheba, seems unnecessary. The commentator means to cite her as an example of the sufferings of the righteous, while the wicked, the ratchet, are at ease. Yet the latter will be eventually punished. Yet the latter, the Rishaim, the ratchet ones that are at ease, will be punished eventually. And so, the arrogantly righteous have no joy in this world. Only the wicked, harishaim, the ratchet ones, rejoice. Hence, here, I say to the arrogant, you shall not arrogantly rejoice. Amarti, laholim, al taholu. Deal not arrogantly, you shall not arrogantly rejoice. Amarti laholim al tahol la rishai al tarimuk arren. I say to the arrogant, deal not arrogantly, and to the ratchet, the wicked, lift not up the horn. The horn, 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 the horn.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and 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 for with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this spring speak to this spring speak to this spring speak to this spring speak. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear.
Al tarimu lamaroma karnechem, tidabru avils oarataka. Lift up your horn on high. Speak not insolence with a haughty neck. For neither from the east nor from the west nor yet from the wilderness cometh an uprising. Hear. Today, Psalm Mizmor Ayin Hey, Mizmor Ayin Hey, Psalm 75, hear, Hebraically, the wow to the Zion, the 6th and 7th verses, hear. Al tarimu, lamarom ak arnekem, tedabru abiz awarataka,
ki loa miya motza ua miya ma'raba wa loa miya mi dabarra harim. Lift not up your horn on high. Al tarimu lamarom karnekem. Speak not insolence with a haughty neck. Tadavru abitzawarataka. For neither neither from the east. Ki loa miya motza. Nor from the west, uamiya ma'rab, nor yet from the wilderness, willoa miya midbara, cometh an uprising. Harim. When Belshazzar, according to Daniel chapter 5, verse 5, when Belshazzar saw the palm of the hand that wrote, and the king saw the palm, pas, the palm of the hand that wrote, pasa yida dia katva, pasa yida dia katva. He said, I wonder if perhaps a kingdom is in rebellion against me. When Belshazzar saw the palm of the hand that wrote, according to Daniel chapter 5, verse 5, he said, I wonder if perhaps a kingdom is in rebellion against me. And he sent messengers to every single prefecture, but did not find a kingdom in rebellion against him. Hence, here, it is said, for neither from the east, nor from the west, nor yet from the wilderness, cometh an uprising. Kilo mi motza'u mi marab, willoa mi midbara harim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be, he said to Belshazzar, thou sentest messengers to all prefectures, but didst thou send one to me? But didst thou send one to I? Yet I am he, Anahu, who shall put thee down. For I am he, Anahu, that puts down, and he that rises up, as is said even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Ayin Hey, Psalm 75, Hebraically, at the Chet verse, the 8th verse. For God is judge. He putteth down one and riseth and raiseth up another. For God is judge. Elohim is judge. Ki Elohim ashofet. He putteth down one. Ze yashpil and lifteth up another. Wze yarim. Ki Elohim shofet. Ze yashpil. Wze yarim. Rav Berkayah said in the name of Rav Lewi Levi, Elohim puts down one kingdom and raises up another kingdom. When the kingdoms of Media and Persia came up, the kingdom of Babylon went down. And here, Midrash note, Media and Persia, this is Buber's emendation. The ET, the edited text has Greece and Persia. The edited text reads Greece and Persia. Therefore, here, when the kingdoms of Greece and Persia came up, the kingdom of Babylon went down. In a different exposition, the verse is read, this putteth down and this raiseth up. Ze yashpil with ze yarim. This putteth down. Ze yashpil and this raiseth up with ze yarim. And is taken to speak of the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites who, when they lowered themselves to make the so-called golden calf, the molten calf, use this in a tone of contempt, saying, as for this man Moses, according to Shemot, according to Exodus chapter 32, verse 1, ki ze Moshe ha'ish asher, this and this, as for this man Moses, ki ze Moshe ha'ish, ze Moshe ha'ish, ki ze Moshe ha'ish. So, when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, lower themselves to make the molten calf, here, Midrash, no, literally in the Midrash Tehillim, quote, that deed of theirs, end quote. Thus, when they, the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, lowered themselves to make that deed of theirs, use this, Hebraically, in a tone of contempt, saying, as for this man, Moses, ki zeh, Moshe ha'ish, but who, when, ha'el, true good, the true God, ha'elohim, commanded, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 30, verse 13, this they shall give, half a shekel for Yahuwah, for Jehovah, this they shall give, half a shekel for he who be who he be. Zeh yitnu, this they shall give. Zeh yitnu, machisita hashekel, machisit hashekel, half a shekel, half a shekel, machisit hashekel, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. They raise themselves by heeding the zeh of the command, the zeh, this, zeh, yitnu, the zeh of the command. Hence, it is said, this putteth down, and this raiseth up. Zeh, yashpil, with zeh, yarim, zeh, this putteth down. Zeh, yashpil, and zeh, this raiseth up, with zeh, yarim. A different exposition, he putteth down one and raiseth up another. Ze yashpil with ze yarim. This means that Elohim brings one family low and raises another family high. Ze yashpil with ze yarim. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup. Hear, Mizmor Ayin, Hey, Psalm 75, Hebraically, the 9th verse. For in the hand of Jehovah there is a chalice. For in the hand of Jehovah there is a cup. Kikos biyad Yahuwah. For in the hand of he who be, who he be, biyad Yahuwah, there is a cup. Kikos biyad Yahuwah. Lest the cup, the chalice, the kos, lest the cup be thought empty. The verse goes on to say, and the wine, we yayin, and the wine, and the yayin, and the wine, we yayin. Lest the wine be thought weak. The verse goes on to say, is seething, chamar, is seething. That is, the wine is strong and old. Rav Yudan, Rav Chama, and Rav Yitzhak, Isaac taught, in the name of Rav Chia, that in the Zemana Labo, in the time the I were to come, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will say to Paro, to Pharaoh, drink thy cup, drink thy chalice, and Paro, Pharaoh will reply, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, long since I drank my cup in the world. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, will then say, what thou drankest in the world was scarcely a drop. As it is said, he caused the same to be poured out drop by drop. He caused the same to be poured out drop by drop. Wayager mizeh, and he pours out the same, or wayager mizeh, and he causes the same to be poured out drop by drop. But it is also said, surely the dregs thereof, all the wicked, the ratchet of the earth, shall drain them and drink them. Ak shemareha yimtsu yishtu kol ha'risha'ei aretz Surely the dregs thereof, all the all the ratchet of the earth shall drain them and drink them. Yimtzu yishtu. And here, yimtzu. Draining shall drain, yimtzu they shall drain, yishtu, and drink. Yimtzu they shall drain, comes from matzah, to drain out, to suck it up, to suck it out, by implication, to drain, to squeeze out, to suck. Or in the KJV version, the King James version, reads this verse as shall wring it out and drink it. Yimtzu yishtu. Shall drain them, shall suck it out and drink it out. Though thou drinkest of the wine, the yayin, I didst not drain it, didst not matzah, did not suck it out, as is said, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 9. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. Shachrua velo yayin na'ua velo shechar. Y'all that are drunken but not with wine, that stagger but not with strong drink. Shachru velo yayin. Y'all that are drunken, shachru, but not with wine. Velo yayin, that stagger, na'u, but not with strong drink. Velo shechar. Here, the fuller verse, here, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 9. Stupefy yourselves and be stupid. Blind yourselves and be blind. Ye y'all that are drunken but not with wine, that stagger but not with strong drink. Hita mahimuhu. Stupefy yourselves. Hita mahimuhu. Hita mahimuhu. Hita mahimuhu. U temahu. And be stupid. U temahu. O tamahu, and be stupid. Blind yourselves. He shata'ash, and be blind. Wash, y'all that are drunken. Shakru, but not with wine. With lo yayin. Na'u, that stagger. Na'u, but not with strong drink. With lo shekar. Rav El-Ezer, Elijah, the son of Rav, Jose, the Galilean, took the verse in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 34, that reads, is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up in my treasures? Here, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 34, is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up in my treasures? Halohu kamus imadi chatum abe otrotai. Is not this laid up in store with me, in store with I? Hello, who? Kamus imadi, sealed up, chatum, in my treasuries, be otrotai. Hello, who? Kamus imadi, chatum, be otrotai. Rav Eliezer, the son of Rav Jose the Galilean, took these words to mean that this bitter cup, this bitter chalice, is laid up with Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Almighty, Ha'elohim, for those who reject the law, for those who reject HaTorah, and who will themselves be rejected. And here, Midrash note, Kamus, laid up in store, Hebraically, Kamus, laid up in store, is taken to signify kos, cup, chalice, kos, Amos, laid up. Liya me'usim, for the rejected. So the Midrash Tanaim, page 200. So Kamus, found in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32 at verse 34. Hello, who? Kamus, imadi? Is not this laid up? Kamus, laid up in store, signifying the kos, the chalice, amus, laid up, li mi'usim, for the rejected, kamusi, li mi'usim, for the rejected, ani lechozir, this taking to mean that the bitter cup is laid up with Elohim for those who reject HaTorah, his directions, instructions, the law, and who will themselves be rejected. Li Milsim. Rav Aha taught, from what kind of cup, what kind of chalice will they be made to drink? From a Tiberian cup, a Tiberian chalice, not a cup so roundly shaped that it pours all at once, but one shaped like a pail for swill, wide at the bottom and narrow at the top. A cup like the one referred to in the verse, even the verse from Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 32, that reads, "Thou shalt drink of thy sister's cup, which is deep and wide." Kosa echotech tiyashiti ha'emuka ve'ha'rehava. Thou, speaking to she, shall drink of thy sister's cup. Kosa echotech tiyashiti. That is deep and large. Ha'emuka ve'ha'rehava. Kosa echotech tishti ha emuka weha rechaba. And here, midrash note, where Rav Aha taught that it is a Tiberian cup, not a cup so roundly shaped that it pours all at once, but one shaped like a pail for swill, wide at the bottom and narrow at the top. Here, midrash note, and narrow at the top. Midrash note, that is, a cup that holds a far greater volume of liquid than might at first appear from the size of its mouth. A cup narrow at the top, wide at the bottom, narrow at the cup at the top. That is to say, a cup that holds a far greater volume of liquid than might at first appear from the size of its mouth. Therefore, the quote from Yechezkel, Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 32, "Thou shalt drink of thy sister's cup that is deep and wide," speaking to she. Kol sa'echotech tishti ha'emuka weha'rehaba. You find that there are four cups of good and four cups of evil. The cups of good, for example, Psalm 23, verse 5, "My cup, my chalice runneth over." Psalm 16 and 5, "The Lord is the portion of my cup, of my chalice." And Psalm 116, verse 13, "And I will lift up the cup of deliverances." Deliverances imply two such cups, two such chalices. These are the four cups of good and the four cups of consolation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, will give the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, to drink in Hazmana Labo, in the time, in the Iowa to come. The four cups of punishment for HaRasha, for the Rishaim, for the ratchet and the ratchet ones. Jeremiah, according to Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 7, "Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken." Hear. Today's Psalm, Psalm 75, Hebraically the ninth verse, "For in the hand of Jehovah there is a cup, and the wine is seething. The dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them." Psalm 11 and 6, "Burning tempest, this shall be the portion of their cup, of their chalice." Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 15, it reads, "Take this cup of the wine of fury and cause all the nations to drink it." These are the four cups of punishment that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty Ha'el Elohim, will give the wicked, the ratchet, Risha'im, to drink in Hazman Labo, in the time, the Iwa, to come. And here, Midrash, known in this section, reference to the Midrash, the study on Psalm 11, the fifth parak, the fifth section in the Midrash Tehillim, 11.5. And here, zooming into the section from the Midrash
on Psalm 11, Mizmor Yod Aleph, here in the fifth section, zooming into this portion, bringing out the four cups of good, the four cups of evil. The portion of their cup from Psalm 11, verse 6. Ha Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will give to the Goye Haaret, the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles of the earth, the earthly plane, four cups of punishment to drink. Pointing to today's Psalm, Psalm 75, verse 9, for in the hand of Yahuwah, biyad Yahuwah, there is a cup, kikos, with foaming wine, the dregs thereof all the wicked, the rishaya, aret, wicked rats of the earth shall drink. Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah 51 and 7, Babylon hath been a golden cup in Yahuwah and Jehovah's hand that made all the earth drunken. And in Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 15, take this cup of the wine of fury and cause all the nations to drink it. And Psalm 11, 11 and 6, burning tempest, this shall be the portion of their cup. But Ha'el, Ha'elohim, will give the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, four cups of deliverance of Yeshua, deliverance, salvation, victory to drink. Psalm 16, verse 5, Yahuwah Jehovah is the portion of Kosi, my cup, my chalice. Psalm 23, verse 5, Kosi, my cup, my chalice, runneth over, overfloweth. Psalm 116, verse 13, and I will lift up the cup of deliverances, the deliverances. Some translations bring out, I will lift up the cup of salvation. But Hebraically, it would be salvations, or deliverances, or victories. Kos, Yeshuot, Esa, Kos, the cup, the chalice, Yeshuot, of Yeshua, of salvation, victory, deliverance, ot. The ending makes it plural, ki. Here. Kos, Yeshuot, Esa. I will lift up. Kos, Yeshuot, Esa. U, b'shem, Yahuwah, Ekra, and call upon the name of Jehovah. Here. I will lift up the cup, the kos, the chalice of deliverances, of salvations. This verse, truly, Hebraically, does not say deliverance, but deliverances. This verse, Psalm 116, Hebraically, the 13th verse, does not say salvation in the singular, but the cup, the chalice of salvations. Kos, Yeshuot, Esa, I will lift up. Thus, here, implying two cups. Kos, Yeshuot, Esa, O b'shem, Yahuwah,
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And all the horns of the wicked also will I cut off. But the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up. Hear, hear, hear. Today's psalm, Mizmor Ein Hey, Mizmor Ein Hey, Psalm 75, Hebraically, the 11th verse. We call Karnei Rishaim E Gadea Te Romamna Karnota Tzadik. All and all we call, and all we call Karnei Rishai, and all the horns of Rishai, of the ratchet also will I cut off. E Gadea, E Gadea, E Gadea, we call Karnei Rishaim E Gadea. But the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up, shall be lifted up. Teromamna, teromamna, teromamna shall be lifted up. Karnot, the horns, tzadik, of the righteous. Teromamna, karnota tzadik. There are 10 horns that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, lifted up for the Bnei Yisrael, for the sons of Israel, for the Israelites. One, the horn of Abraham, of Abraham, as is said even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 5 and 1. Let me make I sing of my well-beloved, a song of my beloved, touching his vineyard, his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard, a vineyard in the horn of the son of oil. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 1. Asherah na lididi, shirata dodi ale karmo, karem haya lididi, bikaren ben shamen. Let me make I sing of my well-beloved, a song of my beloved, touching his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. Ashira na lididi, sherata dodia likarmo, karem haya lididi, bikaren ben shamen. Or this verse here, here, here from Yeshayahu, from Isaiah, may also be translated as follows. Let me sing of my well-beloved, a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard in the horn. Had a vineyard in the horn. Karem haya lididi, bikaren, of the son of oil, of the ben shaman. Ben shaman. Karem haya lididi, my well-beloved, had a vineyard. Yedidi for Yedidi, Lididi, had a vineyard. Karem haya lididi. Bikaren in the horn. Bikaren ben shamen. In the horn of the son of oil, or in other translations, in a very fruitful hill. Or literally in the Hebrew of it, the karen, bikaren ben shamen. Literally, a horn of the son of fatness, an allusion to the fertility of the Eretz Yisrael. And here, 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 Midrash note, the opening part, let me make I sing of my well-beloved, my well-beloved. Ashira na lididi, ashira na lididi, make I sing, allow I, make I, come on now, ashira na lididi. Make I sing of my well-beloved. Here, 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 Midrash note. This is taken as referring to Abraham, who was called Ha-Elohim's beloved, the true good, the true God's beloved. Ashira na lididi. Ashira na, make I and I and I sing. And this here is the first of the 10 horns that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, lifted up for the Bnei Yisrael. The second is the horn of Yitzchak, of Isaac, as is said even in Bereishis, in Genesis. Genesis chapter 22, verse 13. Behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. Behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. Wehine ayil ahar ne'e chaz basavak basavaka bik arnayo. And behold, wehine, behind him a ram. Wehine ayil, ayil ram. Wehine ayil ahar, behind him, ne'echaz, caught, basabak, in the thicket, basabaka, bikarnayo, by his horns, bikarnayo, wehine, ayil achara, ne'echaza, basabaka, bikarnayo. The third horn, the horn of Moshe, the horn of Moses, as is said even in Shemot in Exodus, Exodus chapter 34, verse 29. The skin of his face sent forth horns. The skin of his face sent forth horns. U Moshe lo yada ki akaran or panayo bidabro ito. That Moses, Moshe, knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams or sent forth horns while he talked with him. U Moshe lo yada ki akaran or panayo bidabro ito. The skin of his face sent forth horns. Kia karan or panayo. So the horn of Moses, of Moshe, the third horn, the skin of his face sent forth horns. Kia karan or panayo. And here, the fourth of the ten horns, the horn of Shemuel of Samuel, in prophecy, as is said, even in 1 Samuel, chapter 2, verse 1, and Hannah prayed and said, my horn is exalted in the Lord. Watita palel Hannah, and Hannah prayed. Watita palel Hannah, watomar, and said, Rama karni b'Yahuwah, my horn is exalted in Jehovah. Rama karni b'Yahuwah. Watita palel lachana watomar. Rama karni b'Yahuwah. Here, Midrash, no, spoken by Hannah at the time, at the birth, spoken by Hannah at the birth of Shemuel, the birth of Samuel, who later became a prophet, a Nabi. And the fifth horn, the horn of Aharon, the horn of Aaron in the high priesthood, as is said even in Psalm 112, Hebraically the ninth verse, Psalm 112, verse 9, his horn shall be exalted in honor. Karno tarum bi kavod, his horn, karno, shall be exalted, tarum, in honor, bi kavod, karno tarum bi kavod, his horn shall be exalted in honor. And here, Midrash note, the word kavod, the word honor or kavod, some enunciate as kavod, the word, Hebraic word for honor, is applied to the Kohen Gadol, to the high priest's garments. Here, confer, refer to Shemot, Exodus chapter 28, verse 2, where the word honor, kabod, is applied to the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, Bigdim, his garments, refer to Exodus chapter 28 and 2. And here, Shemot, Exodus, chapter 28, here, the second verse. We osita bigdeya kodesha le aherona achika le kabod ua le tifaret. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron, thy brother, for splendor and for beauty, for splendor and beauty, for honor and glory, splendor and beauty. Hear, hear, hear. Where Asita and I, male, shall make Bigdei Kodesh, holy garments, Le Aharon, for Aaron, Achika, the I brother, Le Kavod, for honor, Ule Tifaret, the Hebrew, Tafari, Ule Tifaret. Where Asita Bigdei Kodesh, Le Aharon, Achika, Le Kavod, Ule Tifaret. That's the fifth horn. Here, here, here. The sixth of the ten horns, the horn of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin. The assembly, the great assembly in Torah. In Torah. Of that is said, even in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4, where it reads, he had horns coming forth from his hand. He had horns coming forth from his hand. And here, Habakkuk 3 and 4, the fuller verse right here, and a brightness, coming from the Hebraic translation, and a brightness appeared as the light. Rays hath he at his side, or horns had he at his sides, and there is the hiding of his power. And here, the King James Version, KJV, Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4, and his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. Winoga kaor tihye karnaima miyado lau with shama chabion ozo. Here, KJV translation, and his brightness was as the light. V'nogah ka'asher tihyeh. V'nogah ka'asher tihyeh. He had horns coming out of his hand. Karnaim, horns, karnaim, miyado, from his hand. From his hand, miyado, la'u. Karnaim, miyado, la'u. Horns from his hand for him, or some translate, rays hath he at his side. Rays hath he at his side. Karnaim miyado. Mi from yado, his hand, his yad. Miyado lau, for him. With sham and theya. With sham. Chebion uzo. And via chebion, the hiding. Chebion uzo of his power. And there was the hiding of Uzo, his power. We nogaha kaasher tihye karnaima miyado lau with sham chebion uzo. And here, Midrash notes, in that chapter of Habakkuk, of Imbakom of Habakkuk, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, is described as revealing himself. In that chapter in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, is described as revealing himself. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand. And there was the hiding of his power. Ha'el Elohim, Ha'el, is described as revealing himself. And that there, the sixth of the ten horns, the seventh, the horn of Haman in the Levitical office, as is said even in First Chronicles chapter 25, verse 5, where it reads, all these were the sons of Haman to lift up the horn. All these. Kol ele banima lehemana chose hameleka be dibrei ha'elohima leharima karen. Waya yitena ha'elohima lehemana banima arib'a asara u banota shalosh. Full of verse, here. All these were the sons of Haman, the king's seer. the king's seer, in the words of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, to lift up the horn. And Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, gave to Haman 14 sons and 3 daughters. Kolel, all these were the sons of Haman. Kol Eile Banima Lehemana Jose Hameleka Dibreya Halohima Leharima Karen Leharim Karen, to lift up the horn Leharim Karen. And here Midrash note, these were identified as Halloween, as Levites, as Lewim, as Levites, as Lewawian. These, all these, Kol Eile, Banima, Le Haman, all these, the sons of Haman, Jose, Hamelek, the king's seer, Bedivrei, Ha Elohim, by the words of the true God, the true God, Le Harim Karen, to lift up the horn. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, 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 the seventh of the 10 horns, and the 8th of the 10 horns, the horn of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, at the building of HaHekal, at the building of the temple. As is said, even in Psalm 22, verse 22, where it reads, Thou hast heard me from the horns of the rain. Thou, the eye, hast heard I from the horns of the rain. And here, this verse also is translated in other versions, like the King James Version, Psalm 22, at the 21st verse. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me, thou hast heard I from the horns of the unicorn. Thou hast heard I, thou hast heard I from the horns of the rain, Hebraically. Ua mi karneya remima nitani, yea, from the horns of the wild oxen, do thou, the eye, answer me, answer I. Ua mi karneya remima nitani, does the eye answer to I. So the rain, the wild oxen, Reimim. Here, for more on the rain, wild oxen, Reimim. Here, in Psalm 22, Hebraically, the 22nd verse, KJV, translates as the horns of the unicorn. For more on this right here, see the Midrash Tehillim 22.28, 22, the 28th section. So here. For the 8th of the 10 horns, the 9th horn is the horn of the king, Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, Melech HaMoshiach, in kingship, as is said, even in 1 Samuel, chapter 2, verse 10. The Lord will exalt the horn of his anointed. The Lord will exalt the horn of Meshecho, of his Moshiach. We yareim karen Meshecho, and exalt the horn of his anointed. We yareim karen Meshecho, and exalt. We yareim the horn karen of his anointed, his Messiah, Meshecho. We yareim karen Meshecho. The 9th, the horn of Moshiach HaMelech, the King Messiah in kingship. And here, the tenth of the 10 horns, the horn of David, the horn of David, the horn of David, in the light of the Yom Labo, the day to come, as is said, even in Psalm 132, Hebraically the 17th verse, Psalm 132, verse 17, where it reads, There will I make the horn of David, of David, to bud. There will I make the horn of David to bud. Sham atmiach karena le David. There, Sham, will I make a horn to shoot up to bud, to shoot up, to David. Sham atzmiach, karen ledawid. There will I make a horn to shoot up to David, or there will I make a horn to David, to bud. Sham atzmiach, karen ledawid. But when the Bnei Yisrael, when the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, the Israelites sinned, ucked up, the horns were taken from them and given to the Goyi Ha'aretz, to the nations and nationalities of the earth, of the earthly plane, as is said even in Daniel chapter 7, verse 7, where it reads, "Behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and it had 10 horns. Behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and it had 10 horns. Wairua chela reviaya de chila we ematani we karnaim esar laha. And behold, wairu, a fourth beast. Chaywa, chayva, chaywa, wairu, chaywa, re'viaya, dreadful and terrible, de'chila, we'ematani, and it had 10 horns, we'karnayin, asar laha, we'karnayin, asar laha. Daniel 7:7, Daniel chapter 7, verse 7. This verse proves that the heathen nations, the nations of the world, are symbolized by the beast described in Daniel, and that as long as the horns of the wicked, of the ratchet endure, the horns of Yisrael, of Israel, remain cut off, as is said even in Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 2, verse 3. He hath cut off in fierce anger all the horn of Yisrael. He hath